Welcome to Beauty for the Soul, sharing the secrets to finding the beauty and harmony within yourselves and the world around you. Now here's your host, Marjorie Rothstein.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Beauty for the Soul. I'm so excited to be sharing this interview with you with the most amazing therapist. Her name is Jude Bijou, and we're going to discuss 11 ways to live an awesome life. Jude is a respected psychotherapist, professional educator, workshop leader, and consultant. Her theory of attitude reconstruction evolved over the course of more than 30 years working with clients as a licensed marriage and family therapist. And she's the subject of her award-winning book, Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life. Today, we're going to be interviewing Jude. Good morning, Jude. So nice to have you as my guest.
I'm so glad to be speaking with you today. Thank you.
Thank you. I was reading over some of the information about your book, and I was very curious to know, how do you define happiness?
Well, what I discovered was that we only have six emotions: sadness, anger, and fear, and the opposites, which are joy, love, and peace. And that sadness, anger, and fear are really at the root of all of our unhappiness, that unexpressed emotion, and that makes bad attitudes. And the opposite, what we're working toward, is happiness, which I say is feeling, experiencing the emotions of joy, love, and peace.
Wow, that's great. It's a very simple way. Most people make it so complicated. So how does handling your emotions physically and constructively help you feel happier?
Well, it goes back to understanding that something that's gotten popular these days is that emotions are really energy in motion. So that if we just think of, okay, I have this emotion of sadness in my body, I feel it, it feels very different than when I feel angry. The emotion of anger feels very hot and we want to strike out. And the emotion of fear feels it's that quivery, agitated kind of feeling. So when we realize that it's just energy, but we give it different thoughts in our head or different ways we act, that if we just deal with that pure energy and move it out of our body physically, like a little child, that the energy passes and then we have more space to be aligned with how we really want to be, which is to feel more joy, love, and peace.
Wow. Well, how do you shift from one energy that may be agitating or not moving you in the direction you want to the next energy? How do you move from one energy to the next if you're feeling overtaken by that specific energy?
Yeah, that's exactly the right question, because I use what we see in children as a model. Now, what do they do when they feel angry? They're denied the cookie, or they can't go out, and they'll have a temper tantrum.
Right.
They'll jump on the floor and kick and scream and yell and so on, and then the energy moves out of us. Now, I'm not saying that we should have a temper tantrum in the middle of, you know, a social event or so on.
Right.
But it does mean that if we will, when I feel that anger, and maybe I notice that I'm being critical or judgmental and not liking the whole world, negative, what I could do is maybe lie on the back of my bed and kick and scream, because I just got to move that energy out of my body. And I'm not thinking about all those people that I hate at that moment. I'm just going, making sounds, because it's just energy. So if we'll do something, and kicking and screaming on a bed is one thing, but we can push against the wall or hit something where we don't hurt ourselves. But it's moving that physical energy. So that's what we can do for anger. But what we need to do for sadness is we need to allow ourselves to cry. And we have to have permission. But again, while we're crying, we don't trash ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll never find somebody. Oh, the world's so terrible. I'm just sad. That's what we're thinking. I'm just sad. I need to cry. It's okay. And allow ourselves to do that. And that sadness, moves out of the body. We can feel it. It moves out of the body, and then there's more space for the joy.
Well, I love that you say that. It's just not restricting our emotions, which we've been programmed to do in this modern world, being an automaton, and especially women who have a flurry of emotions throughout the day, men too. And it's hard when you're trying to be a professional and you feel sad. So how do you deal with that type of emotional stuff in the office or in your business?
Well, one is that if you know, I've got a tough day, or I can feel myself, say I feel nervous, I have to give a big presentation or something. Now that emotion is fear. That's that energy, that agitated, jumpy energy. And what I can do beforehand is shake and shiver. Woo! You know, making sounds, you know, like a dog at the vet. Woo! And what happens if we allow ourselves up the spine and out the arms and through the legs, if we allow ourselves to just get goofy a little bit, but let that energy out rather than tighten up,
yes,
which is what we do,
yes,
then we have so much space to be more clear and be able, all right, I need to do this, and now I need to do that. But I'd move the energy out so we can do it beforehand. But also, I think we can always get to the bathroom for a minute.
Uh-huh.
So I have to give a presentation, zip into the bathroom, and maybe shake for just a minute. Or if I'm sad, go and cry, or go out to the car, or go out, you know, behind the building, or whatever. We don't make a big public display of it.
Right.
But we're just moving that energy and just going, it's okay, I'll feel better, and we do.
You know, I love what you're saying, because I think, and I don't want to get into this, this is a whole other interview about how we restrict our emotions and then it bottles up and goes to different parts of our bodies, and we create, not necessarily create, but we can be susceptible to illness because of that, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, relationship, those that loggerhead, all those kind of things, when we're in a grip of emotions, it's so much harder to be loving, to be clear, to be the person that we want to be.
Yeah, well, this is so exciting. I mean, I could talk to you for days on end. You know, what I'm mostly interested in, and I think a lot of my listeners are, is because you speak about how to access and follow your natural personal intuition. I mean, how do you make the distinction between your intuition and all the other conflicting noise in your head?
Well, first of all, with intuition, we all have it. I mean, it sounds like, you know, I have some special power and so on. And that's not what it is. It's really being in touch with what we know when we're clear, what we know when we're happy, what we know when we don't have any worries. And it really means taking a pause, getting out of the situation, or taking, you know, closing our eyes for a second and checking in with ourselves and going, well, now what's really true for me? What do I really need here? You know, do I really want to go to that party tonight? So it's really just taking a minute to step back and ask ourselves, because we know. And it's not a, I should do that. No, that's our head. That's up here in our brain. It's down here. What do I really know? Oh, I know, I'm getting cold symptoms. You know what? I should stay in this evening. So it's listening here, because we just, again, like with emotions, we have so much ability to not pay into it. We've been conditioned not to pay attention.
Wow. Well, what I hear you saying is also that basically we need to have in our mind what we want to feel, in terms of like, how can I make myself feel better around this situation too? Like, basically, if you're going to go to a party, which is really simple, you know, how can you envision it to be a positive outcome instead of a negative? Because a lot of times we just put a negative spin on something and then we don't go.
Exactly, exactly. And what we need to do there is step back just a little bit and go, you know, inside myself, besides the fact of, my head trip, which says, it's going to be a drag and I won't know anybody, or the people will be boring, we step back and go, you know, like, really? And it's like, gee, you're looking for more friends. This is a great opportunity.
Right.
And so it's, you know, again, it's stepping back so that we can get the higher perspective. And I say that if we can't, if we step back and we still just hear that jumble in our head that says, I don't want to go and it won't work, that we go, hey, I bet if I handled some emotions, if I you know, took care of, maybe had a little temper tantrum, or I shook and shivered and shook a little bit, or had a little cry, I bet I would be able to see the positive in that and go and do that event.
Well, how about if it's something bigger, like a lot of people are struggling with finances right now, and work is scarce for people, and even the most successful people are having struggles with business. How do we deal with those types of issues?
Well, again, this is fear, right? It's anxiety, it's fear. And so that means we need to do a lot of shaking and shivering. Because what happens is, when we have that unexpressed fear, we catapult into the future based on the past. Oh, I didn't get a lead yesterday. Oh, I didn't get a lead the day before. Oh, I'll never get a job.
Right.
Right?
Right. Or, yes.
You know, again, we're not in the present time. And the present is where we want to be. So we need to crank ourselves back from the past and or the future and get into present. And the easiest way to do that is to move that energy in our body. Just shake, you know, it feels so good. And it's, yeah, it just feels so good to shake and shiver for just a couple minutes, because then we can entertain some thoughts that are more accurate, which is like, you know, all I can do is I'll do the best I can today. I'll do the best I can today. It's out of my hands. All I can do is the best I can do today.
Well, how about if you go in with positive emotions and you see the vision of positive results, and then you go in and it doesn't work, and then you do it over and over and over again. You know, that definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting new results. But how do you shift out of that situation when you go after the jobs and you meet the people and then you analyze everything? I mean, maybe we over-contemplate too.
Yes, we do overcompensate, but I, you know, that one is, so we get disappointed, right?
Yeah.
We thought it was a perfect job, we thought the interview went well,
right.
And all of a sudden we don't get called back for a second interview.
Right.
And that's sad, right? We had our hopes pinning on that. We need to have a little cry. It's okay. I'll just have a little cry, and then I'll go, all right, and the way to find a job is to try again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And try again tomorrow, or if I'm afraid before that interview, right, let me move that energy out of my body so I can be the person I want to be.
Right. It's just sometimes I think a lot of people, I don't know what it's a sign of the times, they feel stuck and may even change their behavior or get off the wheel and try something else, but it just seems like there's certain times in life when everything feels stuck.
Exactly. And for me, that's a time when it's most important to really, I say, honor our emotional body. Because when people are numb or stuck, it means the emotional body isn't moving fluidly.
Mm.
So that if we will go, all right, I'm feeling nothing, it's like, well, what emotion of that sadness, anger, and fear? Because there's only three of these energies that are causing us a problem. Because we want to feel more joy, love, and peace. And if I'm stuck or neutral, that means that those emotions can help free us so that we can have a better attitude.
Right, right. And how about if just the same things happen over and over and over and over again? And is there a way of, I don't know, listening inside to find another answer? Or what do you suggest?
Absolutely. That would be one possibility. There's a lot of different things. But one possibility is, okay, I can go for a hike wherever I feel most peaceful and say, and then have a conversation with myself. Do I need to look at some different kind of work? Do I need to maybe take a position that I consider is beneath me?
Yeah.
Do I need to consider moving or whatever? We can ask those kind of questions. But the other thing, and this is such an important concept that I think just doesn't get the press it should at this point, we need to stay specific. And that is, I can't bring in all of those past failures.
Right.
I can go, okay, is there a sign here? And then ask within, do I need to take a different course or do I need to persist? But if we stay specific, then we don't neutralize ourselves
right. By
our own bad thinking. And we can get depressed and, you know, don't know what to do, and there's nothing, it'll never show up. Because that's not going to help us have that zippy attitude and that personality that we want to convey.
Right. Well, do you think there's certain patterns in our personality or that basically keep repeating over and over again? And how would you break those inner patterns? Is there any method that you have?
For me, that there's five different ways, because that's what I was saying before. That's like all of our bad attitudes really stem back to these emotions.
Yeah.
So that if I have an attitude, say I'm critical, okay? Or do you have another example you'd prefer me to use?
No. It's fine. It's just that sometimes we just keep trying to do things, and we find out we have a pattern that we keep creating the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Well, one way is to get some support.
Right.
You know, sometimes we need a different perspective. We're too close in, and this can either be professional, where you go and find a healthcare professional, or somebody that you trust. Could be a friend, somebody that you feel safe with.
Right.
And be able to talk and see, maybe they can see things that you can't see.
Exactly. Do you have do you work with patients personally, or are you doing that as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I see basically couples and individuals, sometimes families, and sometimes consulting for businesses and so on, but mostly it's individuals and couples.
So if anybody's listening here, would they be able to do like a Skype counseling with you? Or
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we'll have a number at the end of the show for people who want to get in touch with Jude to discuss any issues they have and maybe set up some coaching sessions or therapy sessions with her on Skype. Now, in terms of communication, what damages personal relationships the most?
I think the number one thing is that people argue. And there's just been some good studies recently that really show that the more people argue or with constant arguing, that it really leads to more premature deaths.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Or things like, you know, too much anxiety or too many demands or so on like that can lead to heart disease or strokes, so on like that. So that we have to learn a better way to communicate.
Right.
Because I think it's for with all the couples, it really turns into we didn't learn how to communicate, and we've got to learn, because then we won't resort to all this arguing where we bring in the kitchen sink.
Wow. Well, that's great. So there's lessons in communication that could actually shift the relationship into something positive rather than negative.
Absolutely. And for me, there's really only four rules for good communication. And it's just too bad we didn't learn that in kindergarten and first grade and college and everywhere, because they're so simple, but we just weren't taught. And that is that instead of arguing, what we do when we argue, it's a you. You didn't do that, and you're like this, and you're always like that, and you don't care, and now, you know, you did that, you know, 6 months ago or 6 years ago or whatever. Rather than, I've got to turn the focus around. In my communication, I have to talk about myself, because that's my true domain.
Right.
This is where I am. This is what's going on for me.
Right. So you own your own stuff, and you just focus on yourself and let the other person focus on themselves to get clear.
Right. With the other thing, because there's two rules together, and that is something I mentioned before, and that is we've got to stay specific.
Uh-huh.
So that means if I talk about one specific event, all right, we've got 10 events and 20 things, you know, we have all this unfinished business, but if we just, let's pick one, and we'll talk about what happened last night at the party that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what's true for me about last night. I felt insecure because I didn't know anybody, and I had asked you before if you would sort of stick close to me, and when I found myself sitting there on the sofa and stuff, I started to feel really agitated or, you know, really resentful or whatever. But now I'm not saying, you did this and you're like that. It's like, that's nowhere. But I'm talking about one specific thing at a time, because that's it. We'll get to all those topics, but one at a time.
Right. So you make it focused on specific things instead of bringing in the kitchen sink
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then when one of the people, you know, sway from that, oh, blah, 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 but what about that? And it's like, no, let's put it on a list. We'll get to that. But right now, I want us to talk about what happened last night.
Wow.
Because then it's manageable, right? We can get to it. This is why I did what I did and what I felt about it. And you're telling me what you felt about it and what was going on for you. Now we can start to listen to each other. Because we're not being attacked. We're not arguing.
Right. So can we really be happier by changing our thinking?
Absolutely. There's also really good studies that are showing that something as simple as giving gratitudes, or keeping a gratitude journal, or saying, I'll have clients something, write down, you know, 2 gratitudes a day. It starts to open up different channels in our brain and compensates for all of that old pattern, that old thinking, which is, that's not going to work, and oh, that didn't work, and
yeah,
that's not okay, and so on,
yeah,
to start to focus on what's good, on what's positive, is going to bring us more of the emotions of joy, of love, of peace. And what they found in this study, they had people keep gratitude journals on a weekly basis, and they found that those people exercised more regularly, reported fewer physical symptoms, and they felt better about their lives and their goals.
Exercise especially, it's not only good for your health, but it releases a lot of tension and negative emotions and helps you to move through things, and it's a whole body-mind thing.
Exactly, because they're finding that sitting still is sort of like what smoking used to be. Like being stationary for so much is not good. You know, everything can't circulate. So that's why exercise, whether it's group exercise or individual, just allows everything to open up and move more freely.
You know, I was just thinking with partnership and relationships, maybe it's best to work through stuff while you're walking.
Now, that's a really good idea, as long as you stay specific.
Right.
And because you don't want to be arguing, then that's a really nice time to take in on your surroundings.
Yeah.
To really be present.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be present with the other person, but not like, that's
right,
not going to feel as good as, wow, did you see did you see that tree? And, did you hear that bird? Those kind of things are really good. Or you can try to talk about things, but when you start to feel derailed, go, let's talk about it later. Let's enjoy the exercise now.
Right. Well, I was just thinking getting out some of the bottled up energy so you don't dump it on the other person. You're actually just moving along and you're talking about stuff and you can stop and discuss things, but at least you're in a place where you're not stuck.
Yes. Now, it's better than nothing, absolutely. But my contention is you never see a young child say, I'm so angry, I'm going to go exercise.
Okay.
So it's good, absolutely. Better than that, you know, stationary and everything's blocked. But it's still, I say, you know, because I just had a client, a couple days ago, who was, you know, making her way through a really painful divorce. And, you know, she can't even see, you know, when she sees her husband, she just turns red, you know, and her head just.
Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, I want you to put down the phone, because it was a phone session, and lay on the back of your bed and kick and scream. And she understood it was just energy.
Yeah.
And she did that, you know, and then caught her breath and did it 3 times. And she just went, oh, I feel so much better. Oh, my gosh, now I don't have to, what is he doing, and is he with her? And it's like, no, she was back to herself. Okay, what do I need to do today? What do I need to do with the kids, you know, tomorrow? So on like that. But it's moving that energy. It sounds so foreign and messy, but actually, if we handle it constructively, the energy moves in just a minute or two.
Wow. Well, you seem like you'd be an excellent support for someone going through trying times or just trying to do daily life strategies. And I think everybody would benefit from having a session with you. So basically, increasing the amount of happiness that is joy, love, peace, and your experience is easy. Just do one of the two of the suggestions we discussed today, and you'll bathe in the results.
That's exactly right.
Well, thank you so much, Jude. I am excited to share your bio, and all the information is on your page of how to contact you. And Jude's new book, Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life.
Yes, and the website is attitudereconstruction.com.
And we will have that posted. Thank you so much, Jude, and have a beautiful day, everyone.
You've been listening to Beauty for the Soul with Marjorie Rothstein. For archived shows, downloads, and full guest bios, please visit fmgradio.com/beautyforthesoul. That's beauty, B-E-A-U-T-Y, 4, T-H-E-S-O-U-L.